You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Fertility coverage at all.
Under health insurance.
Under health insurance for different sex or same-sex couples.
Right. So there are a lot of women all over the country, no matter what their relationship status, who just have to raise the money to pay for their own fertility treatments. And the other problem is that if you don't, as Bill mentioned before, if you don't avail yourself of the medical process of becoming pregnant through artificial insemination or IVF, then you're put in a position where you may have parentage issues that then have to be resolved. A male donor who delivers the sperm to a doctor signs off, and he, under New Jersey law, he's just a donor. He's never going to be a father.
Right.
And that protects him.
Medical intervention.
With medical intervention. But if he says, I'm going to help my friends down the street out, and he delivers a vial to their home, he is the father if a child is conceived. And his rights have to be terminated through an adoption process.
Well, let me ask you, though. I'm probably not New Jersey in light of what our laws are with respect to surrogacy, but... have you ever had anybody come in and ask you to sign to do a contract where they want a contract where, in fact, the man will not be held liable?
That's my question. We do a lot of known donor sperm contracts with couples where we try to lay that out. But one of the things is, unless you're using medical intervention under New Jersey law, he is going to have the right to be declared a parent.
Right. I mean,
you can't contract it alone.
You can't contract away a child's right as an adult.
And isn't that interesting, though? If you do it through a doctor, mm-hmm. then you can contract a child's right, away.
Well, it's not even contracting. If you're doing it under the statute, there's a recognition that, you know, some people are going to want to be sperm donors, and some people are going to need that service. And they're not going to have a relationship. They're going to be anonymous, or even if they're known, they're not going to want to have that. So we've created a process by which people can successfully and relatively easily create the parental relationships that they want to create. But, again, it requires medical services, and that can be prohibitively expensive.
I mean, generally. I mean, you know, are there doctors out there that are basically doing it for a small fee just as... No.
No. And the other problem is that if you have a known donor, you can't just deliver a vial to a doctor because under FDA regulations, it has to be quarantined and tested.
For 6 months.
Right. So that requires storage, testing, a place to quarantine. So even if you're trying to go the least expensive route by having a friend assist you, you still have other costs. And, of course, you know, OBGYNs are among the most sued doctors in the world. So they're, you know, the concerns that they have for engaging in fertility treatment is significant. So it's an expensive way to have children. There's no doubt.
And obviously there's no other way. I mean, there is another way, but mm-hmm. I think you've laid out the risks of doing it that way. Mm-hmm. And apparently... If you can't do it by contract, perhaps that's another area of legislation that, you know, I'm not sure that it would easily get passed, but certainly there should be some way of a couple, both the man and the woman, signing some kind of a contract that would protect them.
Later versions of the statute we have in New Jersey takes out the medical intervention. So in other states, in the District of Columbia, you don't need medical intervention. You can do away with the donor's rights. But we would have to update our statutes to do that.
Is there any push to do that?
I don't think so. I think that there have been times where our legislature has looked at trying to update the Parentage Act and has thought about trying to bring it into the 21st century. But there's a lot of work yet to be done there. It's going to be a significant push to and also to get the insurance companies to buy in to providing coverage, you know, at any time for anyone. Of course, is going to be a very difficult hurdle to jump.
Well, we are about to wrap up. I'd like each of you to give our audience your telephone number, perhaps your email, and because this has been very beneficial, I would like you both to come back again because there's so much to talk about in this area. There really is. And any of the audience who's interested, I know that Deb, you're going to be putting on a program. Are you both going to be putting on some programs in this area?
Yeah, this is becoming our second career. We're going to, for those who are interested and want a much more kind of academic view of this Obergefell case, we're doing a program for the New Jersey Institute for Continuing Legal Education on the 31st. It's a webinar. And anybody can 31st of July. It's going to be a webinar, so people can log in from home. You can go to njicle.org to get information about that. And I'm happy to field calls, and if anyone wants to call me, my name is Deb Gustin. My phone number at my office is 201-447-6660, and you can reach me and contact me through our firm's website at gustinlaw.com.
Thank you.
And I'm doing a public speech on August 11th at the Rutgers Visitor Center in Piscataway about the Obergefell decision and its implications, and then the public is invited to come. We'd like you to RSVP. And so my name is Bill Singer, and my phone number is 908-359-7873. My email is singer@singerfisinfrankednancy.com, and be happy to try and answer some questions for you.
And Bill, let's give that again, because I'm assuming that that is going to be for the general public. And tell me again, it's August 11th.
Tuesday, August 11th, I think it's 6:30 is going to the program will start at 7. I'm doing it with Kate Sweeney from Morgan Stanley. She's going to talk about some of the financial implications of the decision, and I'm going to be discussing many of the things that Deb and I were discussing today.
Okay, and I know that Kate Sweeney. There's another Kate Sweeney who's a federal judge, but I've met Kate Sweeney, and she's very knowledgeable in a lot of things, the financial issues, and I think that would be a really good place for people, general public, to get more information. It's quite an amazing decision, and I know there's a lot more work to do, though, and I thank you both. This has been a great program. I've really enjoyed it. I've learned things, and I'm going to invite you back again anytime. And I have to especially thank Deb, because she comes a long distance. Remember, guys, when we used to have a 201 area code out here? Been a lot of years. So thank you both, and we'll be back with the sports guys after the news.
Thanks.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Three people are dead, including the gunman in a shooting at a Louisiana movie theater. USA Headline News' senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Three people, including the gunman, are dead after a shooting at a Lafayette, Louisiana movie theater. The gunman began to fire during a showing of the film Trainwreck, and in less than a minute, local police were storming the theater and running toward the gunfire. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal praised the officers for their quick and selfless actions.
Law enforcement's doing an incredible job. And again, I want to emphasize, they literally were running into and towards the theaters. They heard those shots fired. And again, I want to thank these brave men and women in uniform. They serve us proudly.
I'm Jason Wirt.
The shooter, 59-year-old John Hauser, has been described as a drifter. Several years ago, his family reported him for violent behavior, and he was hospitalized. All of the people injured in last night's shootings are expected to fully recover. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even...
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created propersoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop propersoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop propersoap.com and get proper.
President Obama is in Kenya. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
It's a kind of homecoming for America's first African-American president.
It's obviously symbolically important.
But this trip also underscores how Obama has not been the great champion Africans dreamed of.
The expectations were so high on Obama.
Jennifer Cook of the CSIS Africa program says in a first term torn by war and recession, Obama's focus was elsewhere, and Africans noticed.
People were disappointed that he didn't do some of the trade and investment advances earlier and faster in his term, travel more often to Africa.
It's a void, she says, China was happy to fill. Mark Smith at the White House.
Senate Republican leaders will use a must-pass highway bill to repeal Obamacare. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to introduce an amendment that would set up a likely vote on health care this weekend. The Senate is rushing to complete the highway legislation before states face a cutoff of highway and transit next week. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
The government is proposing that food labels include the percentage of recommended daily intake of added sugars, the percent daily value. The Food and Drug Administration proposed an overhaul of the nutrition facts labels last year, including a new line for sugars that don't occur naturally. Susan Main, director of the Center for Food Safety, says consumers need to know how much added sugar is in their processed food.
Scientific data related to added sugars so it is difficult for consumers to meet their nutrient needs while staying within daily calorie requirements if they consume more than 10% of daily calories from added sugar.
Labels now include percent daily values for other nutrients, but the proposal didn't have one for added sugars. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the government has opened a price gouging investigation involving 5 airlines that allegedly raised airfares in the Northeast after the Amtrak crash in Philadelphia in May disrupted rail service. Fox tells reporters the Transportation Department sent letters to the airlines today seeking information. The airlines are Delta, American, United, Southwest, and JetBlue. The Justice Department is being asked to find out whether sensitive government information was transmitted on Hillary Rodham Clinton's personal email. Federal officials say the request comes from 2 government inspectors general. Clinton has acknowledged using a personal email server as Secretary of State, but has said she never sent classified information. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andchamberradio.com app today.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Three people are dead, including the gunman in a shooting at a Louisiana movie theater. USA Headline News' senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Three people, including the gunman, are dead after a shooting at a Lafayette, Louisiana movie theater. The gunman began to fire during a showing of the film Trainwreck, and in less than a minute, local police were storming the theater and running toward the gunfire. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal praised the officers for their quick and selfless actions.
Law enforcement's doing an incredible job. And again, I want to emphasize, they literally were running into and towards the theater as they heard those shots fired. And again, I want to thank these brave men and women in uniform. They serve us proudly.
I'm Jason Wirt.
The shooter, 59-year-old John Hauser, has been described as a drifter. Several years ago, his family reported him for violent behavior, and he was hospitalized. All of the people injured in last night's shootings are expected to fully recover. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have trouble remembering names or where you left your keys? Ever feel like you're just in a mental fog? Over 140 million Americans over 40 suffer age-related memory loss. That's because as we age, our brains stop producing vital neural peptides, making it harder to retain important information. In fact, by age 50, the average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, a medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career and help you enjoy time with your kids and grandkids. Call 800-413-8643 now to receive a full 30-day supply of Cebria risk-free. Dramatically improve your memory with Cebria. Just call 800-413-8643. That's 800-413-8643. 800-413-8643.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. We're coming on a little bit late today with the sports guys. Just want to let you know about the weather. I'm Pat Smits, and Bill Wolfson is here. But the weather, if you're going to be outside, and I'm sure that Bill is probably thinking about going to his boat tomorrow. I know that John Manfreda is down at the shore. And, of course, you know, I work as usual. But tomorrow is going to be sunny. Temperature here about 87 degrees. Sunday looks like there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms. So if you're going to get out, go to the shore, do something fun, you know, plan it for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy earlier, and then there is a 20% chance, slight chance of thunderstorms later at night. And again, on Sunday night, about a 40% chance of thunderstorms, and into Monday, about a 30% now chance of thunderstorms. So, Bill, we're here. We're the sports guys, and I'm Pat Smits, and I guess I should welcome Bill, since we are the only ones. And we talked last week. We had the program on the boat, on Bill's boat, which was terrific. And I hope you know some sports today, because, you know, other than you know, maybe a little football, I don't think I know anything.
Well, you know, football's starting now. People are reporting to camp this weekend. I saw that the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Eagles, and the Giants all report on Saturday or Sunday. Some of them are already there from what I saw on the news. Meanwhile, in baseball, the Yankees managed a sweep of the Baltimore Orioles last night, winning 9-3, and they face the Twins tonight at 8:10 in the Twin Cities, out in your former neck of the woods.
Pat. Now, wait a minute. Yankees Twin Cities is Minnesota. Well, how long have you known me? You certainly would know that Minnesota is not one of my favorite places, although it's a beautiful state, land of a thousand lakes. There's just one problem in Minnesota.
It's not Wisconsin?
No. It's their football team.
Oh, you don't like their football team. So I was talking about baseball. I mean,
well, baseball, okay, but it's still Minnesota.
Remember, in baseball, players move around so much, you're really just rooting for the laundry.
Now you're doing that deliberately because of a certain football player who moved around a lot.
Oh, well, that's true. Football players move around like crazy, especially guys like Brett Favre. He was even a New York Jet. I mean, talk about humiliation.
Nobody cared that he was a Jet. They did care that he was a Viking, although I don't know if you watched any of it. They
Now, wait a minute. I thought people from Wisconsin hated New York teams.
New York
teams were in league with the devil. They were even worse than the Vikings.
Well, They don't like New York teams, but they don't care that a player went to New York. Mm-hmm. But when a player goes to someone in their own division, that's not the same.
Well, that's a little bit like the Arabs and Israelis, isn't it? That's sort of like somebody you admire as a Green Bay player getting wooed away by the Chicago Bears or the Detroit Lions.
Well, no, actually...
It
wouldn't be as bad if
Who
it was.
Who do you hate more in your conference? As a diehard Packer fan, I bet if You cut your finger with a paper cut, you'd bleed green and gold.
Well, that's true.
Okay, well, assume that for a moment. Assume away, right, Bill? Now, who do you hate more as a Packer fan? The Vikings in those horrible purple colors? The Chicago Bears in that miserably windy, cold city in the winter? Or the Detroit Lions?
Oh, no, there's no question. We respect the Bears. You know, there have been times where, you know, the Bear-Packer rivalry goes back to the very beginning. George Halas actually bailed out the Packers. So there's a respect between the Packers and the Bears. Now, the worst thing about the Detroit Lions back when I was growing up is they would always play the Packers on Thanksgiving, and they had a really tough team. And the other thing that would be rubbed in on every time we played Detroit was the stupidity of the Packers for not taking Barry Sanders.
Well, I get that.
However, there's no question that the Vikings, remember, northern Wisconsin and Minnesota, I mean, you know, these two states border one another, a long border, and many places in northern Wisconsin cannot even get Green Bay football, and they have to put up with the Vikings every single weekend. So that there's no question in my mind that I think probably 90% of the Packers fans would say that they really dislike the Vikings the most. Now, however, saying that, and there was real concern, I know that there was real concern about Brett Favre coming back to Green Bay, coming back to Lambeau, but he came back. And they retired his number, and he went into the Packer Hall of Fame. And how many fans do you think were in the stands when that happened?
I don't know the answer.
There were close to 70,000 fans that came out. When he walked through that tunnel, there was about a four-minute standing ovation. The Packer fans welcomed him back. He made a very, touching speech on the field. And actually, Brett Favre was always very good at not sitting and reading a paper. He was very good at kind of extemporaneous speaking. And then after he talked to the fans on the field, they got to watch inside. There was a dinner. And there, he also talked at that point, and a number of his other friends talked, including, and I can't remember his first name, but one of the players, his name is Winters, and he was originally from Hoboken, and it's really kind of funny when you listen to Brett Favre, who's
from Hoboken.
Brett Favre from Mississippi, and Winters, who was from Hoboken. He was his center for many years, Holmgren talked, Thompson. I mean, it was really very, really very welcoming, very interesting. And then what was really, to me, most important is when Brett Favre stood up and talked, he thanked so many people by name. But he was talking about the guys who were in the exercise room, the assistant coaches. I mean, he obviously talked about Marucci, who was his quarterback coach, but he talked about Sherman, of course. But he also talked about guys who you never hear their names, the guys who were, the exercise guys, the guys who were, the strength coaches. One strength coach in particular, and I have to tell you, they played this on the NFL channel. And I know not everyone is a Brett Favre fan, but it was a real classy act, both from the Packers and from Brett. And so it was it was my way of spending the whole night watching television, which I don't usually do.
Well, that's interesting. I'm always fascinated by the idea that of rivalries in general between professional sports teams or even college sports teams, because quite frankly, they're fun. They bring out the creativity in a lot of fans. You see a lot of good-natured ribbing. But, you know, being somebody who spent 8 years of his life living in Philadelphia, I'm proud to announce once again that Sports Illustrated has voted us Philadelphia fans the worst of all professional sports fans.
Worse than Oakland?
Worse than the Oakland Raiders. I think that's because, you know, maybe everybody is just so terrible in Oakland, and they don't have all those teams that we Philadelphia fans have. But remember, Philadelphia teams have been working and losing the way Michelangelo had been working in marble. The Phillies have been around since 1883, and they've lost, well over 10,000 games by now. So, you know, it's something to be proud of, futility, and a lot of frustration. Meanwhile, we have the big news in hockey. It's as hot as you know what, and we're talking about hockey. The only ice anybody wants to see these days is in a glass with a drink. But Lou Lamoriello just escaped New Jersey because it was just too hot here. He's moved to Toronto. He'll be the president of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He'll be working with a great coach that I admire, Mike Babcock, who came over from the Red Wings after his contract was over. And, you know, Babcock was the premier coach whose contract was expiring. The Irvin family in Detroit, who owns the Red Wings, said, you know, we really appreciate it. He's won us a bunch of cups. But if he wants to move on, that's up to him. He needs another challenge. We wish him well. And the Leafs snapped him up.
Really? They did that?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they want to pay him?
I think they wanted. They didn't have a problem paying him. That wasn't the issue. Babcock said that. In fact, Babcock is going to make $50 million over, 10 years. He's going to get paid in American dollars rather than Canadian dollars, I'm sure. But, you know.
Really? Is that the contract that he gets paid in American dollars?
Yeah. Remember the Canadian dollar, or as they like to call it, the loony, because if you look at their $1 coin, there's a loon on it, used to be in parity with the U.S. dollar.
Well, in fact, for a while,
a dollar,
it was
but it's now
better.
If you cash in a Canadian dollar for American money, I think you get about 90 cents. And if you use an American dollar, it's worth about $1.10 Canadian. So, once again, it's a good time to visit Canada because it's been marked down. Anybody who follows the Toronto Maple Leafs, as I do, because they're an interesting franchise because of the history, because I actually went to the last game that was played in the old Maple Leafs Gardens before they moved to Air Canada Center, which is beautiful, and it's even above the main Canadian Pacific Railway station. They made a very, very good use of the land down in the part of Toronto that's on the lake. And, the
and by the
Hall
way, that
is
you know, a beautiful city. Any hockey fan should try to take in a game there, because Toronto is a beautiful city. What I miss, and I don't think they have the flight any longer, but they used to have a flight that went up to the Island Airport and out of Newark.
There still
and
is.
Did they still have that flight? Because
they still have that flight. I forget the name of the airline, but their symbol is a raccoon. And they land on the airport that's on one of the islands in the the lake. And
which is it's so easy to get into Toronto.
From downtown
rather
Toronto,
than
right. The new airport is actually north and west of the city, and it's hard.
The international airport, I had to fly into that because at least for a while, you couldn't get into the island airport. But, you know, any good hockey fan, that would be a great trip for the sports guys to fly up to Toronto for a game.
And that definitely would be. I'd love
think
to do
it's
that.
A business deduction. Since we don't get paid, I don't know what
we
can deduct
it
from.
I don't know about that. You know, I think the Internal Revenue Service might take a dim view of that because there are very few people at the IRS that are make-believe fans, I'm sure. However,
the bigger problem is since we're not getting paid, I don't know how you get a business deduction from zero.
That's true. I think this would just be classified as a hobby if I think about the Internal Revenue Code for a minute. No compensation means it's a hobby. We're not turning a profit here, Pat. But we should be turning a profit for our sponsors, and it's now the bottom of the hour. So why don't we hit that money button, Pat, and
why don't we
make
do that
up for all the people who didn't hear from our sponsors?
Well, actually, I did play all the spots either before or after my guests at the other program.
Why don't we do it again? Because I'm sure they're paying good money to pay people to have people listen to us.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidine Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidine Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidine Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay, we're back. We're back with the sports guys. And Bill, what's happening?
Well, you know, the Eagles are making a lot of changes. Chip Kelly is certainly not standing pat this year. But the one thing he does is, I think he learned something when the Eagles lost their last game to the Redskins 27-24 in week 16. You know, Pat, the more I think about it, there's a really thin line between a 4-12 team like the Redskins and a 10-6 team like the Eagles.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
And didn't make the playoffs. You know, it's interesting. Jay Gruden is not a coach that I really am impressed with. But the one thing that I think Kelly is doing is he's saying, you know, if I don't keep moving forward, everybody else is catching up to me. I think the Eagles are going to finish first this year. But, you know, the Skins added former Temple Owl, Terrence Kingston, who, you know, when he was an Owl, people liked to call him Pot Roast because he was a big guy. And he's one of the best nose tackles Temple ever had. And from what I hear from friends down in D.C., he's doing a really good job for the Redskins as nose tackle. He just was added to by Steven Paia, who is a 27-year-old run stopper, a defensive tackle that the Bears had, so he'll probably slide outside the defensive end. And then they also picked up a pass rusher, Ricky Jean Francois, a guy's 295 pounds and fast.
Where's he from?
I'm not sure where Ricky Jean Francois came from, but
he's fast at 295 pounds.
That's a big guy.
Wow, that's a very big guy.
I mean, I'm not so sure that's a guy. That might be, you know, an elephant in football uniform.
And what position is he playing?
He's going to be a defensive end, or he's going to be doing some pass rushing. They also picked up, because the Redskins had the 38th overall pick, they got a guy called Preston Smith, who was a defensive end at Mississippi State, who will probably get some time at outside linebacker. And they added a new strong safety in Jerron Johnson, who used to be with Seattle as a backup to Cam Chancellor. What I don't really know is why it is that Washington, only one of seven teams to allow more than 125 yards rushing in seven games last year. Eagles only had three of those games, and, you know, they were against the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Redskins, where they lost. The Eagles should have been in the playoffs. Redskins made some major improvements in defense. So, you know, that starts to worry me a little bit because the Cowboys and Giants certainly didn't get any worse despite the fact that they made some changes too. And, you know, the Eagles didn't stand pat. They allowed Jeremy Maclin to walk and they cut Evan Mathis. And they traded a perfectly healthy quarterback for Sam Bad Knees Bradford. And the real question is whether you can, you know, say DeMarco Murray, who I like, is an upgrade over LeSean McCoy. I like LeSean McCoy, but they weren't going to pay him what he wanted, and so he moved along.
So you don't think that was a real loss?
I don't know. Time is going to tell. Chip Kelly's smarter than I, and it's his job to know, not mine. It's my job to be entertained every Sunday.
So out there, the sports casters, who is it they're talking about that they thought was such a stupid move on behalf of Chip Kelly?
Well, nobody's saying it was a stupid move. A lot of people liked, in Philly, really liked DeMarco Murray. And remember,
right.
They thought that he was more of a east-west guy who could hit a hole. Whereas Sean Jackson would look for a hole and just not find one. He didn't seem to have the sense of a space opening up in the line and when it would open up and get there that DeMarco Murray had. At least that's what the knock was on LeSean Jackson, which I think is silly because he's, yeah, you need a good running back, and they need to have that sense of when the line's opening and where the gaps are, particularly when the defense plays a gap control rover type of defense.
Yeah, unless they can run all over everyone, they do. I mean, that's,
yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's all about gaps and timing and quickness. And to say that DeMarco Murray is quicker than LeSean Jackson, I don't know. I've spent a couple of years watching DeSean Jackson. I like the way he plays. He can also catch a ball. And as much as I think that DeMarco Murray is a good running back, I wonder how he fits in. It's going to be a very interesting season and a very interesting training camp. LeSean Jackson is not injury prone. DeMarco Murray is not injury prone. I'd like to think the Eagles have really upgraded their offensive line. So I'm hoping for some good play out of them. But how about the Packers? The Packers didn't seem to make a lot of moves in the offseason, did they?
Well, they never do. I mean, you know, it's very rare for them to go out and get someone else from another team. So, you know, they usually bring guys in on the draft, and that's the way they build the team. They've always had a reputation of selecting the next best player, whether or not they needed him. I mean, just look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they certainly didn't need Aaron Rodgers when they drafted him. And, of course, I don't think they expected that Aaron would still be available when they were able to draft. But, you know, when he was available, they drafted him.
That's right.
You know, smart choice. I mean,
excellent choice. I mean, to go from from Brett Favre, who is, to me, a world-class quarterback. And when he begins to hit the tail end of his career, all of a sudden you've got Aaron Rodgers, who's been his understudy for, what, six years? 6 years.
Yeah, I think it was it was either going into the sixth or the sixth year. As I recall, my memory says six, could have been a five, and you know, I'm not so sure that Brett Favre was, you know, as good as he should have been with Aaron Rodgers as far as training him. Although the other night there was on the special Aaron Rodgers, you know, there was a video of him wishing Brett the best. And he's such a class act. But, you know, now I guess I shouldn't say this because there have been a lot of quarterbacks that have come in as rookies and done, you know, a good job recently. But I think you can't help learn the playbook, have all that opportunity to watch someone, and then go in while you're still in your prime.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. And let's compare that with the Eagles situation. You know, the Eagles traded away Nick Foles. They got Sam Bradford. Bradford doesn't want to sign a contract extension with the Eagles. Bradford's got two bad knees. He's had two ACL tears, one to each knee. I don't think he's taken a snap in all of 2014. He was injured. So now the Eagles take this tremendous risk. If he has a good season, he's going to want a lot of money. If he has a bad season where he gets hurt, now you're playing Mark Sanchez, who really did not play well with the Jets. And, yeah, he did win a game for the Eagles or two. But is Sanchez the backup that you really want? So now the Eagles are stuck with if Bradford either gets hurt and can't play, or you have a great season out of him, and let's say they go deep in the playoffs, he's going to want a lot of money.
Well, so what? Then he'll deserve it. But why was it the Eagles that didn't want to give him an extension, or he didn't want to take it?
No, he didn't want to take the extension. He wanted to see how things turned out. Now, I don't know much about Sam Bradford. I haven't really watched him play.
He thinks he's going to do really well.
Well, he's got good people to throw to, and he likes the offensive line. But I think in the back of every quarterback's mind, when they're thinking about the last year of their contract and an extension, is, am I going to get hurt?
What happens?
Let's assume he signs an extension. Do we have a good offensive line?
Yeah, but let's assume he signs an extension. I mean, what difference does it make? And maybe I just don't understand. What difference does it make if he's hurt with an extension or hurt without an extension?
It makes no difference at all. But my point is, I'm not sure where Chip Kelly is going with this. He's taking an awfully big risk with the most important position on the field.
So why didn't they insist on an extension?
I don't know. And I can't see why they wanted to get Nick Foles out of town so fast. I understand he doesn't have the greatest arm, but, you know, he's been pretty durable, and he's won games for them, and he's a likable guy. He's one guy, you know, isn't going to get into any trouble off the field. And you also have the problem of, you know, they've got a good running game. They've got good people to throw to. And they've got a decent enough offensive line that you think they would have attracted a much better quarterback as a free agent than Sam Bradford.
So why didn't they keep Foles? And if they wanted to bring Bradford in, then figure out who's the best, you know, in preseason?
That's an excellent question, which nobody really knows the answer. Philadelphia, for some reason, just generates quarterback controversies. It's like when they had Donovan McNabb, and all of a sudden Michael Vick was his understudy, and then McNabb gets hurt. Suddenly he ends up in Washington the next season and has a terrible season there. Meanwhile, Vick is the go-to guy with Nick Foles being his understudy, and the offensive line just lets Vic get pounded into the ground.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah. Well, and he was running much too much. I mean,
that's
right. I mean, I guess he had no alternative, but
he was running for his life a lot of time. I mean, even Barack Obama himself said, "Gee, this guy ought to stay in the pocket." That's one thing the president and I agree about. But you know, the strange thing is, I think Foles' first year, when he was, after he took over from Michael Vick, threw very few interceptions. In fact, he set an Eagle record. I think he threw two interceptions. In 2014, he did not have a good year. So they basically ran him out of town for one.
Well, that's Philadelphia.
And
they were
still 10-6.
But that's Philadelphia. And you know, you don't see that in Green Bay. I mean, you really don't. There were a lot of years that, you know, the Green Bay teams were horrible. But, you know, the fans kept coming. The fans were loyal. You know, I hope that never happens again. But there were some really bad years.
And, no doubt about it.
When, what was it, McLean was the, who was it? McLean was the coach. And,
right.
I mean, how many did they have? Did they have 11 losses that season or something? I mean, it just seemed like they couldn't win a game.
Well, remember that right after Lombardi. You had Bart Starr, and as good a quarterback as he was a terrible coach. Didn't they go like 2-12 one year?
Yeah, I think to be fair to Bart Starr, and I never thought he was as good a quarterback as people think he is. I think he just had so many really good players around him, and nobody knows why Lombardi left when he did. I mean, he was part of the reason, and I think people will always ask this, was part of the reason that most of those guys were really getting old. They were at the end of their careers. He didn't have that same group of young guys coming up. And so the question is, did he go out, you know, especially after he didn't get that third Super Bowl, did he go out just because, you know, he wanted to go out while he was at the top?
Mm-hmm.
And what did Bart Starr inherit? So the question is, was he a bad coach, or he didn't have the team any longer?
Well, remember, Starr inherited a Paul Hornick who had really lost a lot of speed. He didn't have the receivers he had when he was taking the snaps. So you've got a lot of problems just when he came in. But you know, to his credit, he really tried to do a great job. And as much as people loved him as a quarterback, they supported him as a coach. I think he coached there for what, 3 or 4 seasons?
As I recall, yes.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Although Packer fans, like everyone else, they want to win. They don't just walk away when they're losing.
No.
I mean,
Packer fans are pretty loyal. I mean,
tremendously loyal.
I mean, I've watched Packer games on TV, and you really don't hear them boo.
No, it's very unusual. I mean, yeah. They booed Brett Favre when he went to the Vikings. I will say
Well, that was different. But you know, yeah. even if
you have
a situation where Clay Matthews misses a tackle and
they're not going to boo. They're not going to throw.
You know, it'll be a touchdown.
They're not going to throw snowballs at Santa. They're not.
No.
I mean, you know, I agree that the Philadelphia fans are really bad, but everything you hear about Oakland Raiders, you would think that no one could be worse than the Oakland Raiders. On the other hand, the way they welcomed the Packers when Brett Favre's father died, I mean, it was just unbelievable how great they were.
Well, the Raiders have always had that biker kind of mentality to them, haven't they? Remember Lyle Alzado?
Oh, my goodness.
I loved watching him play when I was growing up.
He was
the Raiders' Raider.
And he was a mean SOB. Hey, look, we're going to have to take a couple breaks for sponsors, and then we'll come back to say goodbye, and we'll go to Rewind. This has been a short program, but Bill and I wish you well. Get off the couch, and we'll be back, though, to say adios.
Have a great weekend, folks.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And he certainly means that when he comes to me.
Call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming.
proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Started by families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle.